Welcome to the Gore Girls Podcast.
Sweetie-doo. Sorry.
It's a little musical number. Welcome back to Gore Girls. Yeah, I'm Lorelai.
I am Grace.
I'm Elaine.
Aww. I'm Kayla.
Today we are continuing our no name season. So we're just doing random picks. And we're all surprising each other with the next pick at the end of the episode.
We could call it a surprise theme.
Surprise theme. Yeah, I like that. last week we talked about Hostel. That was my pick. And this week we are talking about Final Destination, Grace's pick. Do you want to talk about why you chose the movie?
Because.
Why not?
Because I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid. Good enough.
Cool.
Do you want to talk about making of the movie? And we can just get right on into it.
Sure. So it's directed by James Wong. And the screenplay is by Glenn Morgan, James Wong, and Jeffrey Reddick. And I hate that last name.
Ugh.
Reddick?
It's like Red Dick. So.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
That is.
I'm a 13-year-old boy. this original screenplay was by James Wong. James and Glenn went to high school together. James has done Final Destination 3. Yeah. This one and 3. 2006 Black Christmas, which I don't know if I forgot that they did that. I don't know. I want to watch it. He did X-Files. Mm. American Horror Story through 2011 through 19. And then there's also a Rosemary's Baby miniseries that was done in 2014.
Oh, what? So,
I know. Huh. I want to watch that.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be interested in that.
Yeah. James and Glenn have done about every movie together, but he also did a movie in 1986. Glenn did it's called Trick or Treat.
Trick or treat.
Jeffrey, this is his little Jeffrey Red Dick when he was 14. This is pretty cool. When he was 14, he sent in his own prequel to Nightmare on Elm Street to the producer Robert Shay. He did the original one. Mm-hmm. And that got him attention. I don't know. That's really cool. They didn't do anything with it, but I don't know. I think that's amazing that he at 14 was like
14. That is cool. I love it.
He hasn't really done a whole lot. He did Final Destination 2 and then Day of the Dead. James had originally written this story for an episode of X-Files. But then someone on set convinced him to not do that and then that they should turn it into a movie.
Yeah. So
that's cool. James got this idea from reading an article about a woman that was supposed to get on a plane, but right before she left, her mom called and said, "Do not get on that plane. I have a really bad feeling." So then she didn't get on the plane and the plane crashed.
Oh, that's crazy.
I would literally never get on a plane again.
No.
Yeah.
No, never.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then he had thought about that and like wondering how that girl felt and how like did she feel like she was supposed to die that day and then just sort of got this
rolled with it.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Nice.
They didn't want to make it a slasher film, so they didn't want to show you something like Michael Myers. They said they wanted to do something with planes like Jaws did to ocean and sharks, and that's really creepy to me.
Yes. Yeah.
And they did. Yeah.
Yep. But I bet they were just like, we want to fuck everybody up from flying.
Right. Yep. Yep.
The original title for this movie was called Flight 180.
Mm-hmm.
Final Destination's better.
Mm-hmm. Much better.
They wanted everyday items to be the cause of death. And we, as an audience, knew that everybody was going to die, but they didn't want us to know how they were going to die. So, like, we're on suspense of how they're going to die.
Yeah.
So they took everyday occurrences from their own life. For example, Glenn was in a Vancouver airport waiting for a flight when John Denver came on in the airport right after he had died from a plane crash.
Oh, God.
He was like, oh, that's weird.
That's spooky.
I feel like you should play John Denver in an airport.
In an airport? How about, just like number one rule.
Yep. Right.
Don't.
Nope.
It's in bad taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I saw in an interview, that Devin Sawa read this script while he was flying.
Oh.
Oh
my God.
But that made him feel nice. That was
Dude.
I'd be like, can I please get off, please?
Please?
Oh, also, in the article, or whatever, interview, Devin Sawa said that his favorite set to be on ever was Idle Hands.
Oh, cute. Ah.
Hell yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
I love
it. This is a Roger Ebert review. He gave it 3 out of 4 stars. Like the original Scream, this movie is too good to be the end of the road.
I like it.
Then there's a negative review, which I thought was kind of funny. That it is a waste of a good idea. Someone else said that Devin Sawa actually looks like he still attends high school, but everyone else is a little uneven. And then this won the 2000, or I'm sorry, won the Saturn Award for the best horror movie of 2000.
Nice.
Love that.
Hell yeah.
I cannot believe this came out in 2000.
That 24 years old.
It's insane.
Crazy.
There was a ton of information on Final Destination 3. I don't know about you guys, but there is so much information on that one.
I couldn't find shit on this one. It's all about the third one. And then fifth or something, which I've never even seen.
The Final Destination.
Super annoying.
It was very annoying. Even in my horror book, it came out in 2000. That's it.
Yeah.
Neat. Cool.
Okay. And that James wrote it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
My information, guys.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about this one.
Yeah, me too.
Too.
Cool. Well, Elaine, do you have a pun to share?
Yep.
What is it?
Well, I have all these plane crash jokes. They just never seem to land.
Oh, God.
Oh. Nice.
Love it.
While you were talking, Grace, I was like, I want to know if this movie impacted airline ticket sales.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't find anything about it. Because I feel like it probably did.
It did.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then the following year.
Well.
Right.
You know, that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I was like, shit, was this pre or post? And I was watching it with Joey, and he was like, I really hope it's pre, because if it's post, that's
would be
fucked
so
up.
Terrible.
Really bad taste.
I don't think
that's
right.
So.
Yeah. No.
But only by a year, so that's fucking crazy.
Okay. I don't know where to go from there.
Sorry.
Your trivia question.
Let's go right into our trivia.
Okay. Psycho 1960. Well, I can talk. Psycho 1960 was an adaptation of the novel of the same name by what author?
Oh, fuck.
Robert Bloch?
Oh. I guess.
There's a question I didn't know the answer to.
That it was a book?
I didn't. And I love that.
I don't think
movie.
I knew that.
I would like to
read
it. I
knew that.
We all learned something new here today.
We did a whole episode on it. I bet we didn't know that.
I know. I'm like, did we
I'm trying to remember.
I feel like that's something Grace would have told us.
Probably.
Right.
I just forgot.
Just no one retained it.
No, maybe
not.
I know. I love you guys so much, but often your facts just go in one ear, and I'm like, cool, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if we didn't. Who knows? I'll have to look back at my notes.
That doesn't sound.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I would like to read it.
Yeah.
I would
do too. Cool. Okay. Well, yeah. We're going to get into Final Destination. If you haven't seen this movie, that's crazy. Go watch it. It's 24 years old.
That's crazy.
Go watch it. Be traumatized with the rest of us. And then you can come back and listen to the rest of the episode so you don't have any spoilers.
No spoilers.
Okay. Well, let's get on into it. Grace, if you'd like to take over.
A group of teens fight death to stay alive.
Yeah.
I was having a really hard time trying to figure out a thing, and that was my favorite.
Oh, that works.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
Perfect.
The intro is dark and ominous and lasts forever. Also, there is an oscillating fan. Alex is with his parents, talking about his trip. He is awakened at 1 a.m. by wind and whispers. At the airport, everyone is so cringy looking. Lots of weird things are lining up, like his birthday is the departure time. The words, final destination, are written on the luggage tag, and some things keep happening with the flight info. Everyone is on the plane, and things are not going great. Whoppers are everywhere. Parts of the plane is torn open and just explodes. Just kidding, that is all a premonition. Alex wakes up from his nightmare, but it is exactly like he dreamt it. He demands everyone gets off the plane. Alex explains his nightmare. Then bam, the plane explodes, just like he predicted.
I am in fucking tears right now.
Grace, you are sending us.
That's so great. Great.
Okay. Oh, also, God. There's an oscillating fan.
Oscillating fan. Though,
the amount of times it goes back the to the oscillating fan. Right? I'm like, okay.
Nothing ever happens with it, except for like the magazine like, clipping.
To but me, it like, you know, reminds me of like the what are the they called on change. The plane? Like the propellers?
The turbine?
The turbine?
Turbine.
The fucking spinny thing on the plane.
The propeller.
Yeah. That's what it was reminding me of. Well,
it's like the propeller on the front of the plane, like in the wing.
Like,
so
yeah.
Like in the things, right?
Yes. Yes.
The turbine.
Okay, yeah.
A turbine?
A turbine.
I think.
Oh, it's fine, asking Ronald what it's called.
Yeah, he would know. This is a dude thing.
Yeah, this is man shit.
I thought it was an engine.
You're talking about like in the actual like
what are in the plane, the jet like thing. On the wings, the things. What are those called?
The spinny things.
The spinny things. Yeah, turbine.
Oh my god, Kayla, you're so right.
Turbine. 5 points
to Kayla. Hell yeah!
Very good.
10 points for Gryffindor.
I was thinking the same thing. Wow.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, that's great.
No, you're right, yes. Lorelai. I get that. But it's just annoying. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah, man. Like, we get it.
We get it.
Well,
to me, never ending.
With the wind, with the fan, to me, it's because death is the wind.
Right.
Right.
So he's bringing in the death.
She's like the wind
of change.
You know?
So good.
When the lightning strikes, I was afraid.
I was afraid.
I was it afraid.
Me. I got a scare. I got a jump.
Give you a fright?
Uh-huh.
The amount of foreshadowing in this movie is outstanding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's so much.
It's all foreshadow.
It's all final foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love it, though.
Oh, I love it.
Apparently, when Devon Sawa was acting to sleep here, he actually fell asleep for 4 hours.
What?
And they just let him? They're like, oh, God, yes, we're tired. We're going to let him sleep.
He made a nap.
Interesting.
I love that.
That's an interesting way to go about it. Same.
Same.
Honestly, I would probably fall asleep. Like, if I had to act like I was sleeping, I would 100% fall asleep.
Yeah, for sure.
As soon as my eyes are closed, I'm like, okay.
I'm out.
I'm out.
The dad is corny as shit.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I can't do
the acting.
Dad.
He's like, live it up, so Alex. Bad. You've got your whole life ahead of you.
Zach made a comment on he's like, what is that? Who says shit like that? I was like, well, I don't know.
Who says shit like that? Yeah, yeah, for real.
And the way the mom, he's like, Mom, don't take off that tag. It's bad luck.
Yeah, fuck you, Mom. Anyway.
I know.
That's rude.
Like, yeah.
It's like rude. His luggage. What?
I think that they probably would have taken it off anyway, but like, why are you doing it?
Yeah. Come on, Mom.
Being a boob.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Also, springtime in Paris for 10 days at 17. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah. It really
and
does.
Mom's all, like, trepidatious, and I'm like, nah, that sounds like a blast. Like, yeah, let your yeah. son live it up, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds so good. What was with the, like, whispering of his name?
I know.
I didn't notice
whispering that.
When he's asleep?
Yeah.
That's what wakes him up. Someone's like, I think it's Clears, which, fuck, we'll get into her.
When oh, we get my there. God.
I think it's her voice. And she's like, Alex. Why?
Oh, God. I totally, like, glossed over that.
What does that mean?
I know. I didn't hear that at all.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's there.
Literally I'm means sure nothing.
Right? Yeah. Like
what? Especially if this was before everything. Like, they didn't even speak to each other, she said, ever.
Maybe it's so, just yeah, what? 3 years or something. Fate. Destiny.
Maybe. Destiny. Destiny. How many times can we quote young Frankenstein in this recording? Right. Let's see.
In Let's every recording, I feel.
Yeah.
I know, we circle back to it a lot.
We do. We should do it once.
Yeah. What the heck?
Can I tell you that, like, 90% of my notes are just in, like, the opening scene, like, with the plane?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't stop writing things down. As it was happening, I was just like,
yeah, there's I guess so many, like, things.
Yeah.
There's my so first, many. What?
My first note when they get to the airport, beyond just, like, how cringy all the kids are, is, like, the two, so his friend Todd and, like, the brother, their dad is dropping them off, and he's like, here, take this for your trip. And it literally just looks like a $20 bill. Like, yeah, here's $20 for your overseas trip. I was like,
right. Spend it all in one place.
Yeah, what?
And you gotta share it with your brother.
Already done that? Like, yeah, just, I don't know. I thought it was weird.
There's some kid chewing gum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I said that kid chewing his fucking gum.
Oh, I didn't know.
Were you watching this on your laptop with your headphones?
Yes.
Oh.
I have my headphones in.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think you pick up on stuff like that more because none of us watch it like that. So,
right. It's just like in my ears.
Yeah.
Right.
She's not like other girls. She reads.
Oh my God. I said, I like the creepy little goth girl. And then in all caps, bold and underline, Clear Rivers.
Clear.
No one addresses it. That's just her name.
That's her name.
I always thought her name was Claire.
Claire. Claire Rivers.
Claire. Yeah. It's
Claire.
Clear.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Clear.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's gonna address, like, no one made fun of her. No one.
Right.
Maybe that's why she's a loner. She's a lone wolf.
Yeah. She's misunderstood.
And she just lives alone?
Right.
Oh my God, I have no thoughts about that later.
Right.
I have thoughts about that shit later.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I will tell you, I am that person, though, with books. Like, if I'm really into a fucking book, I like, when I donate plasma, I'll be waiting in line just, like,
oh, totally.
Yeah. So,
totally.
Are you walking around reading, though?
I mean, I walk, like, I keep going in the line as I'm reading.
Well, so, yeah.
If it's a really good book and I can't put it down.
It's the way she's shot. It's the way they, like, put so much attention on it.
And she's,
you know,
like,
whereas it is just, like, a normal thing to do. But they're making her seem so different.
Right. And she's not just, like, looking at the book. She's, like, reading, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Schmoozing. Like,
yeah, Blue's stealing her book.
And then just says some French words or whatever. Right. Knows what he said in French or whatever. I mean,
translates for him, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, truly, though, like, you're going to fucking Paris. You should probably be able to speak some in of French the language. Class. Like, this is a French class.
I never really thought about, like, the word terminal. Like, plane terminal.
Like, why do they call them that?
I know. Why not another name?
Oh, yeah, I don't like that. I've never thought about that.
Right.
Neither have I.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not fun.
I don't like that at all.
It sounds like you're sending me to my death.
It's yeah. at your final destination.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Which, oh, I love that. It's just such a fun yeah. play on words.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I did say I'd be noticing some shit like that, though. Like when the, what is she called? The lady who gives him his ticket?
The flight attendant?
No, is that a flight attendant? Counter lady?
Counter service representative?
She's like, oh, yeah. it's your flight number is the same, you know, number
as your birthday.
But I would take that as like a good omen. I would be like, yes. oh, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, like, you know, right, yeah.
Like oh, that must yeah. be a good sign. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
yeah. If it were like 666, or like that's your flight number or something, which I don't even think, I think that they don't do that like on purpose.
Yeah.
They do 666. You see 666 later.
Right. But I mean like IRL.
IRL.
And real
oh,
life.
I don't see. Yes.
I think yeah, they yeah. probably they avoid that and like 13 and they avoid
yeah, in our neighborhood, stuff. There's a house that should be 666, but they skip right over it and it's 666.
Really?
It's so funny to me.
Oh my gosh. That's so
yeah. But if that were my flight number, I'd be like,
oh no. No, I love to mess around with 666, but that's pushing it.
I forgot that Sean William Scott was in this.
I know, me too, actually.
Which one is that?
I completely Stifler.
What? Oh!
Yeah.
I never remember his real name. He's just Stifler oh. in my head.
Oh,
I literally call totally him Stifler in all the notes.
Yeah, because that's yeah. who he is. And the other fucking dude, I
Todd?
Can't. Yeah, no, not Todd. The fucking douchebag.
What's his name? Oh.
What's his name? What's his name?
He's in Dawson's Creek, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's a that little gay boy in Dawson's Creek.
I refer to him as a douchebag in every note.
So I listened to a interview that they did, and he liked the role because of that, because of his role in Dawson's Creek. He just wanted to play something totally different, so he wouldn't be typecasted. And yeah.
Yeah, because he was like a sweet little gay boy, and everybody loved him, and he was just a precious little angel in Dawson's Creek. And then he's the worst in this movie.
Yeah,
worst.
He was the funniest in the interview, though. Honestly, even over Devin Sawa, he was really funny in it.
I think he's a great actor.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hmm. I can't fucking stand.
When Alex says, "Let's go take a shit."
The logic is sound. I get it.
Yeah.
He's like, you're not going to want to go poop on a plane.
If I was taking a flight with someone I had a crush on, I'd be like, oh, yeah, no. I'm definitely going to use the restroom before.
Well, and even still, I try to just get it done pre-flight, too, because, like, that sucks when you're on a plane.
I don't
want to
get up.
Oh,
I don't want to get up at all.
No. Oh, you're so small. Mm-hmm.
Nope. And, I am buckled in the whole time.
And my eyes are closed.
My eyes are closed.
I don't want to look at little shit. I don't want to listen to the speech about we're crashing. I don't want to. My eyes are closed. Literally, I sit down. I close my eyes, and Ronald has to deal with the children because I'm like, no, we're gonna die. Yep. So my eyes have.
Yeah, I hate flying.
Yeah, I hate. Yeah, I fucking hate flying.
I hate it.
I hate it.
So what I do is on the way to the airport, I think all the little bumps in the highway. So then when I'm on the plane, I'm like, nope, it's just like the bumps that were on the highway. It's just like the little potholes that are on the highway. We're on the ground the whole time. We're on the ground.
You know, I saw this thing on the TikTok the other day where this woman who is a pilot was explaining turbulence. And she like put like a little, like a dice or something in a cube of like Jell-O. And she shakes it all around and it doesn't move because when you're a plane in the air, there's pressure from all around. So like planes don't go down because of turbulence. Like it's going to keep you in the air because there's pressure from the bottom, the top, the sides, everywhere. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. So that made me feel a little bit better. But I'm like, no, I don't want to do it.
Well, not fun.
Yeah.
No.
I don't mind flying until it's like a bad flight. You know, like I'm able to kind of like dissociate enough to where I'm like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
I'm in a train or something.
And well, we always have like that bad turbulence over the mountains, you know? Mm-hmm. Can I tell you guys a fun fact?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So the plane crashing in this movie was based on a real event.
Oh.
Oh.
That occurred in 1996. I have a lot of notes about it because I went down a rabbit hole. It was the third most deadly aviation accident in American history.
Oh, oh God. Shit.
It killed 230 people. The plane, it was in the same location as well. They took off from New York. which that's where they took off from here, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Took off minutes in the air. The plane fucking exploded. The front of the plane broke off. So the pilots went down first into the ocean.
Shit.
And the rest of the plane kept going up while it was on fire. And then it fully exploded and started coming down. And the tail end broke off. Yeah. And it killed everybody on board.
I have
Googled. Oh my God.
Shit. Yeah.
That's that fucking horrible.
So, like, what they show in this movie is like, basically what happened. And I watched like a simulation of it, and they were grounded for like a really long time because there was a piece of luggage that didn't match a passenger on board. And this was pre 9/11 as well. This was 1996. So like that was still even then like a, a airline safety nightmare.
Flightmare. I love it.
That's great.
Yeah, crazy. So they were grounded for like a really long time, and it was fucking hot, and everyone was sweating, and everyone was in a bad mood. And then they finally took off, and yeah, they fucking all died.
Oh my God.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's fucking horrible. Oh,
that's so terrible.
Yeah. They were 1,500 feet in the air.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Which, like, compared to how high you get, that's
I
like,
know. Nothing. Right, like, that's not very high at all.
Nope. Jesus. Not even near like cruising altitude.
So do they know what like caused it?
I think so, but I honestly don't remember because it was like a 45-minute long documentary.
That seems like the only time that's happened.
Yeah.
Right?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lorelai, do you know how they did the plane crash?
No.
Or explosion? Oh, I do.
It.
What, you do?
Yeah.
Great.
Let me tell you this really quick. It was an explosion of the center wing fuel tank, resulting from ignition from the flammable fuel / air mixture in the tank. So I'm sure that's the way you touch your car when you put gas in it.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And you don't put your phone on you. You keep your phone in the car.
Yep. So yeah, that's what happened.
Crazy.
Cool. Neat.
So the plane crash, or explosion, I'm sorry, was a smaller... a smaller plane that they like lifted up into the air and exploded. So it really was an explosion that happened.
Oh, wow.
Their way from where they were like on set.
Oh,
really? It was, like, that's cool.
They made it look like a little plane and it wasn't this big. I don't remember exactly how big it was, but it really was a little plane that they exploded. It wasn't like CGI that's or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, because it doesn't. When we watched it, I was like, that's not, that looks practical. That's like a real explosion.
Right.
Yeah.
Hell but they only had one take to do it because
right, of course. Was
really expensive.
Yeah. Probably.
Well, they did a good job.
They did.
Sorry that I made us skip like all of this stuff before.
No, it's
It's part of this.
Because there was more.
Oh, so yeah, they do a 666 little, the little bucket.
Yeah.
The little luggage bus is buggage, just if you guys are wondering.
Luggage.
Oh.
Luggage. It says 666 on it when it goes underneath.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't even notice.
Oh. Because, like, when he's going onto the plane and you can see the ground.
Yeah, and there's a little crack. Yeah.
Right.
Which, I like, nope.
No. No.
First of all, that thing is scary as shit. We're just in the air.
Yeah,
just flying is beyond me. I don't believe in Jesus as we know. I don't think that's what Jesus intended though for humans to do. The science just
that's
does not.
Christian.
No. The science does not.
I was meant to be on the ground. And not in the ocean either. On the ground.
Mm-hmm, just right that's here.
Funny.
Yeah, right here. I really do feel that way about flying though, the way that he feels. Like I just get so anxious. Mm-hmm. And when they were like, I think it was Todd who was like, it'd be a fucked up god to take down this plane.
Yes.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Babies.
And then this disabled man, real, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, because that happens.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fucked up, man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God's real, but you just killed 230 people for no reason.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They also didn't do any flight safety instructions, like the flight attendants.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't do flight safety things.
In his premonition.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's weird.
Well, it's just his premonition part. They just literally just take off.
Yeah, like.
Well, yeah, even like not in his premonition, like just when it like, actually
right after they get kicked off the plane, it takes off in the air. Later.
Yeah.
That's not how it works, but
no.
You taxi one for like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One time we were taking off and it was fucking Spirit, which, you know, 0 out of 10. But well, I'll give 1 out of 10 because we survived. Right. So they were like, you have to close the windows at takeoff. And I was like, what?
The fuck what? I do?
They were like, you gotta close the windows. And I was like, so what? So we don't see our death happening? Like,
what?
Yeah. I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that.
That's not a thing.
I was like, okay. I was so sarcastic. They're like, keep them closed, please.
Okay.
Why? Because we're gonna die.
Yeah, that's
I've
weird.
Literally never heard right. that before.
No.
I also like how Homeboy was like really worried about pooping on the plane, but then he tells those girls he has a UTI.
Oh my fucking god!
I know.
I'm like so smooth, funny. Dude. You're really smart.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Mm-hmm. Also, all the little things foreshadow whatever little things.
Yeah.
Is very I was reminding me of when Michael's like, I'm not superstitious, I'm just a little stitious.
A little stitious. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like so much. It's like
it is so much.
It's this like every second.
Scene is like literally my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The makes plane, me so anxious. The explosions and mm-hmm. the door, mm-hmm. the
all of it.
The explosion is insane. Mm-hmm. Like
insane.
Oh
yeah,
how the kids are getting like ripped out from the from the
they
airplane
were,
and the know, teacher the like trying to like hang
trying
on
to save that one girl.
Oh my god,
do you know how they did this part?
No.
Oh my god,
literally everything I found was on Final Destination 3, so maybe I just need to be better at researching.
They were in they made like a fake plane part so they could all sit on it, and they made it have sense. Turbulence. Like they made it them all freak out, and then that part is really ripped off. The people aren't. I mean, it's like a whatever. I don't know how they did that with the people. Oh. So it's like really like happening. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah,
it's happening.
That's so cool.
It's happening.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Even that though would be really freaky to be on a fake plane that's on the ground with turbulence.
I would be like, this is too much.
I feel like it had the desired effect though. Like the acting is great in the scene. You know, like none of it feels really fucking real. Like
blood and fire
this
and
whole
face
scene
melting
is just so gripping. Like, oh my fucking god. Like,
yep.
Did you guys see it like when you were younger when it came out or any of that?
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure
this is like where my anxiety started.
I would imagine it's everybody's.
I definitely saw it when I was younger. I'm very afraid.
Mm-hmm. I was very afraid.
I saw at least the first three in theaters.
Yeah, I didn't see the first one in theaters. I was only 7 when it came out, but I mean, I saw it pretty shortly after the fact.
Yeah,
and then all the other ones. I don't know about 2. If I saw it in theaters, I definitely saw the third one in theaters though. Mm-hmm.
My last note for this scene is: this is why the second I get on the plane, I just immediately fall asleep.
I go on the plane a little bit drunk.
100%.
Yep.
A little bit drunk. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Him like freaking out after the premonition. He does such a great job, first of all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if I saw that shit, 100%, be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I'm done. I ain't no way. I'm staying on this plane.
Yeah,
they
asked her
why
she'd get off.
Right.
Because
I saw Alex freak the fuck out. Like, mm-hmm. how could you not get off the plane if you saw something like that?
I'm not risking anything.
Nope.
And like, it's crazy because there's like a fine line between, okay, am I just having anxiety? Or like, is actually something bad going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if I saw that, my anxiety would be so bad that I would just be like, fuck it. I just want to be on the ground and not worry about it.
Yep. Yeah.
And if nothing happens, cool.
Great.
But if it does, then you're dead. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking Carter like tries to intervene. And I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Right. What are you mad about?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And when they're like making out on the chair like wait in the waiting, you know, before they I'm like, no, a teacher would be like, okay, we're done.
We're done.
Yeah.
Like, yes. You guys aren't going to
Paris. Leave room for Jesus. Yeah,
this is not happening.
No, right.
Leave room for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Could you?
No.
I can't fucking imagine. Right? That's they insane. Get off.
Yeah.
No.
I thought this part was interesting. I feel like they all downplayed their reactions a little bit.
Yes.
When they see the fucking plane explode. I mean, I guess you would be kind of like just in shock. Speechless. But I don't know. They just all just watch and they're just like, oh.
I would be losing my shit. Yeah.
Nope. No. Mm-mm. Like, what do you even say or do?
Yeah.
There's a lot of foreshadowing here.
Mm-hmm.
There's after the plane explodes, which I love how it breaks the windows.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As well. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But Terry, behind her, there's a picture of a bus.
Oh. I didn't notice that.
And then Billy is watching the plane take off, and the reflection of the plane like goes in a line across his forever, like where he gets decapitated. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That is cool.
Uh-huh. I love it.
Damn.
I'm done with my notes. I'm on to the next.
Same.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm on to the next.
Alex is questioned about the crash, implying that he did it. Everyone explains why they got off with him. 3 months later, at the service/statue unveiling, Carter announces that he is never going to die. Later that night, it is windy in Todd's bathroom because death is windy. Todd is pooping, and we see his toilet is leaking blue liquid. The Windy Death shows Alex an article with clear frickin' rivers on it, and he is looking, but then he decides to look at Penthouse. After a nice poop, Todd just dry shaves, then obviously cuts himself. An owl shows up at Alex's window that throws the magazine, and then he throws the magazine at the window. A piece of paper with the word Todd just lands on his leg. An insane death by shower sort of thing happens to Todd. Blue liquid death appears, but Alex arrives at Todd's house, but it is just too late.
My God.
That was great.
Windy death.
A1.
A windy death.
That's what it is. It just shows up and then that's death.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for Alex. Like, everyone's just freaked out by him. And, like, I understand, but I'd also be like, holy shit, dude. Like,
thankful.
Thanks.
Yeah, but also, like, how could he have done that?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. That's the thing that I'm like, you really think this 17-year-old kid, like, orchestrated this fucking plane explosion?
A plane to explode?
Yeah. Like,
well, also,
shut the fuck up.
And then was scared about it?
To remember that. Right. It were pre 9/11, so TSA was not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So had he had a bomb, they would.
But like,
not.
If he was orchestrating it, why would he make a whole scene and freak out to get other people off? Like, you know, that's silly.
Yeah.
The investigators piss me off.
Yeah.
I said these pencil dick agents. I just can't.
Yes.
Agent Shrek.
Shrek. Agent Shrek. I fucking hate Shrek. Screamed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it.
Shrek.
I said, oh man, when his brother died. It was just...
Oh my God.
That's
so terrible. So terrible.
That's real sad.
Yeah. And then she told the teacher to get back on the plane. Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, imagine
the
living
guilt
with that.
You would feel.
Nope.
No.
The survivor's guilt. So when they're driving back from the airport and they're dropping friggin' clear rivers off. There's a spot when she looks, I said, comically small in the back seat of the car.
Like, oh, really?
I didn't notice.
Like, her face, like, and then the window's up here. Like,
that's
like,
so weird.
How odd.
It's, that is super weird. Just like the angle they shot it from just makes her look.
I don't really know. I'm not sure. It's strange, though.
What got me. It's when she's like, he's not a witch.
Oh, what? Yeah.
I was God. I don't think anyone was thinking that. And like, a witch? Like,
he's not a witch.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
God. Oh, I hate shit like that.
I just had And then at this point, honestly, a lot of my notes are just being mean to Claire. But ever, like, the parents come to pick everybody up, and I was like, oh, nobody loves her.
Oh. No one loves her.
I just play it up so much.
It's like, I think with the name crew members, it's pretty confidently clear that nobody loves her.
Mm-hmm. Clear Rivers.
Oh, fuck. The news footage. Lots of it is real from that 1993 crash.
Oh, fuck.
So, like, when they're like, the sea is on fire, that from was real.
The fuel.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was real.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
Yeah.
That seems like it shouldn't be allowed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't really know how that works.
Wasn't there another movie where it was like that too? They use real news footage, or a couple movies maybe.
Yeah. Wasn't it
like not Dawn of the Dead or fucking no?
Yeah.
It was.
Was it Dawn of the Dead?
During the credits, like the intro credits, they use like clips from like actual like warfare and like shit like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know about all that. That seems a little. I don't know. Not cool.
Fucked up.
Not cool. Yeah.
Not the
Devin Sawa's crying is so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I said that. I was like, I love this more serious role for him compared to Idle Hands. Like, I love him in Idle Hands, but it just shows like he is pretty versatile.
Yeah.
And his crying here is like so believable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, what would you do? Like, what would you do?
Go to therapy, but I probably would end my life, to be honest.
Right? Like, that would be so heavy.
You would just be like frozen the rest of your life, I feel like.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to deal with it.
And then feeling like later on when he feels like he is like responsible for everybody else's fates as well, too. Like, it's, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's heavy shit.
For a 17-year-old kid. When they're at the like statue memorial unveiling thing.
Yeah.
Weird. Fucking couples. That walk the way Terry and Carter are walking.
Oh my God.
Immediate, like the biggest red flag. Like, you guys are a terrible couple.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you're actually the worst.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Also, during that scene, it looks as if they forgot to clean the lens. It's like, I said, it's giving soap opera.
Oh,
it was so like hazy.
Like fuzzy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said that this song is so of the time, but I can't remember what song it was.
Todd also doesn't look 17.
No.
Mm-mm.
Todd looks unwell. I mean, I get that his brother died, but he just like, I don't know. He looks sickly. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We talk about how that fucking dude talks.
Oh, Todd? Yeah.
With Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like how he pronounces things and how he talks.
It's like,
oh God, I don't even know if I could
Kayla.
Try to change it. Like talks like, oh God, I don't know. It's like, it's how he pronounces things.
Like what?
Like kind of, he puts such a crazy inflection on some words.
Okay, you're just bordering.
You're just. I know. That's what I was going to say.
Trying to. I don't. I can't, I'm trying to like think of how he does it.
Christopher Walken impression.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
I hate how he talks. Anyways, I don't know how to impersonate it, but it's annoying. It bothers me.
Yeah.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
And then Carter like confronts Alex. He's like, "I'm never gonna die.
I'm never gonna die."
Oh. Like, well, hate to break it to you, but...
I said, no way they're being mean to Alex. Like, you're welcome for saving your fucking life.
Right?
For real.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, why are you mad at him?
Why? Right. And why
like,
can't...
I don't get that.
Todd can't see him either, because...
Yeah.
Because his dad is upset that his brother... Like, I get that his dad is mourning his son, but like,
it's 17-year-old not...
mourning
kid
both of his kids.
Also saved one of his other sons, right?
Like, and he didn't cause the fucking... plane explosion.
Right.
Right. So
be
like
mad at the airline. What?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're gonna place blame, it would be the airline.
Right. And then his teacher is such a bitch too. Like,
oh my God.
I get that she's going through something. Like, it would be scary and you'd be a little bit freaked out if this kid had a premonition about this. But like, he still saved your life too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Get away from me. You scare the hell out of me. Oh my god. Get a grip, lady.
Yeah.
Who was it, Billy, talking about who got his, he took his driver's test at the DMV?
Yeah. Billy, yeah.
He's adorable.
How does he say it? Because I wrote barely, it funny.
Barely passed.
Yeah, lowest score you can get, but I still passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, young man, you're going to die at a very young age.
Is this true?
Is this true?
Is this true?
Oh my god.
Am I going to die?
He's so funny.
If I ask so-and-so out, will she say yes?
I love
good comedic relief with his character.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
His character, I read, was originally supposed to be fat, but then they casted him, so then they rewrote it for him or whatever.
Interesting.
I don't like that they write characters as fat.
I was just about to say, like, why do you have to write
characters? Why does that have to be
like that? Why do we have to depict their description?
Right, because it's not like that's not a fucking personality.
A personality.
Annoying.
Stupid.
My next note is about the bathroom scene.
Yes.
The bathroom is terrible.
Oh.
The decor. All of it. It's just such a damn, I'm sorry. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's all I could focus on. Not all, but when it first, the scene first starts, I was like, oh my god, this bathroom.
Yeah.
I said, really, why he always shitting?
He's a guy.
Always shit.
IBS.
He's always pooping.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
When he sits down to shit, he's sitting on his shirt. Like,
oh,
it's under his butt. I was like,
I think,
sir,
I did notice that. Because I'm like, you're going to get it stuck in your shirt.
Your shirt.
Ew.
Yeah.
I said the wind comes through the window, implying that death has entered. So that's what I put in my notes. Wind is
death. Wind.
And then I said, I like how Alex is looking at articles and then just decides to look at tits instead.
Yeah. Right. It's like, you know what? This is a little too heavy for me. I'm gonna have to look at movies.
Also, his friends just died. Or, well, I guess it's been 3 months. You can look at tits now.
I suppose.
the grace period is gone.
I was gonna say, what's the threshold?
My note is, I don't remember if it's Todd or Alex looking at the newspaper article.
It's Alex.
Okay. But the picture that they chose for the article is just clear.
Right.
Rivers. Just sitting there. Not the statue for the memorial. Not the overall ceremony. Nothing. Just a picture. I was like, that seems like a weird choice and not realistic at all.
No.
Fuck.
That's what he's looking at right before he pivots to the penthouse fucking thing. So he's like, ooh. Tits. Clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clear. Yes. Ooh, titties.
Bro.
Gosh.
The owl made me laugh so hard. Because owls don't do that, also. And it just, like, shows up.
It reminded me of Labyrinth.
Yes.
I was like, is this Labyrinth now? Like,
is this the fourth kind?
Yeah. It just, like, it made me giggle.
Right. It should have been, like, a pigeon or something.
Pigeon.
Mm-hmm. Pigeons be dumb.
Yep.
The scene in the shower, the death scene in the shower.
Oh my god.
Has always stuck with me.
Yeah.
Because it's the most insane one.
Yeah.
The fucking, there's just a string holding that together in the wall.
Right.
And it just, it's like fishing wire, and it's just the way it moves around.
Yeah.
Because every other one is like weird freak accident.
Fairly plausible.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And I'm also like, wouldn't you just stand up?
But it's
slippery.
It's slippery for the blue death liquid.
Okay,
and the soap,
the blue liquid death.
Okay, but use your hands on the side of the bathtub.
The blue liquid death.
Right. So like,
didn't he? Because he was dry shaving. You know, we got to be doing that a lot.
Of course.
But the blue
facial hair.
Right. And then where's the blue liquid coming from? What is that out of a toilet? I've seen a lot of toilets in my day. I ain't never seen no blue liquid.
I've never seen no blue liquid unless someone got that blue stuff in their toilet.
Oh, the little thing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think I love when the liquid, like, seeps back into the toilet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Death. I
see you. They don't know that, though, because then it makes it look like he killed himself, right? Like,
yes.
But.
Right.
But with the fishing wire out of the shower.
And the whole thing with the premise of this movie, right, is that it's death's design and it's just what's meant to happen. And Alex intervenes, so then all the kids are going to die. But they make it sound like death isn't like this malicious thing. It's just a natural thing, and death comes for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then it does become malicious, right? Like, it purposely killed this kid in a way.
It is the villain.
So it's not just like a natural death.
Uh-huh. Especially his.
Right. Especially his.
Yeah. Yeah, because it doesn't, like, make any of the others look like a suicide.
Uh-uh.
No.
Or, so that's like, weird. Always, it, this one's so unrealistic, too.
Yeah. Right. So this one has just always not fit the plot or the premise the way that the others do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when they go to talk to Tony Todd, which we can talk about later, too, like, I don't know. It just doesn't fit.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I also just, like, that's not how showers are.
No, there's no string.
There's no string.
Well, it's he just pulls the curtain back, and then the string, it looked like he had, like, clothes drying on it. So I think it was just something that he set up in his shower.
I thought it came from the shower head. I think it came
from the
no, it was
drain
like,
thing.
No.
No. Yeah, his mom had, like, pantyhose or something drying it. Yeah. And then
it wasn't connected to like the curtain or the rod or anything.
But I can't figure out how it was even connected to the fucking walls.
It was connected to the shower head.
It's the shower head. It's the metal thing looped around him.
Okay.
Mm.
That's the weight of it that's looping around.
Right. But which it wouldn't do that.
It wouldn't. No. There's no string. That's not a thing.
No. Yeah, it's like the shower head falls down and then the metal part is like right here when he dies.
And there's no string holding a shower head into the... It's a fucking screw.
Weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just not the believable.
That one's the most wild to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is the funniest.
Yeah.
But also a terrible way to die.
Oh my god!
And like when they show him like reaching for the scissors, oh my god. And his fucking eyes bulge.
Yes,
I love the bloodshot eyes. Break.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah, really good.
Yes,
poor guy.
Yeah, poor Todd. Rip.
Terrible. Why is Claire there? Like, why
are you there
at Todd's? And then she's like, psychic. "Alex, get out of here!" And then he like goes back to talk to her, and she's just gone.
What doing?
Yeah, like, what doing? Like,
why was she at Todd's house?
Why does she know that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Right.
It's just weird.
That is true. Because, she doesn't have the fucking premonition.
She's not shining.
Or whatever. Yeah.
She's not shining.
So why was she there? It's not like this was national news that he died. That is
right. And it like just fucking happened. Like she showed up as they were like the corners.
Before he did.
It doesn't make no sense.
No sense. Make it make sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then his fucking dad like talking to Alex about it. Fucking asshole, man.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Yeah, like to blame this poor kid that's already going through so much.
I know.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, not cool.
I understand you're also going through a lot, but there's better ways to go about it.
Yeah.
Right. My next note is on this next part, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Oh my god, same. Same.
We can read it.
We gotta get there, because...
Ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Alex is at Clear River's house, talking about art and their feelings. Together, they break into the funeral home. The guy at the funeral home doesn't really seem to care that these kids are just here, but he is very insightful. Over coffee, Alex and Clear River's talk about death's design. Bad boy Carter sees them and is not happy about it. He turns around, causing an accident, almost killing Billy. Terry tells Billy he can drop dead. Then she is immediately killed by a bus. Alex is watching the news and sees death's design starting at Todd's seat. He believes Miss Luton is next, so he creeps in her yard, but she sees him and calls the FBI. Windy Death shows up, and Alex is explaining to the FBI about death's design. Friggin' chaos happens at Miss Luton's house. Alex shows up, and he is now holding the knife. Billy is just riding his bike down by her house, even though he did pass his driver's license test.
Oh, it's a great synopsis. I love it.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Almost Autumn?
Yes.
Almost Autumn?
What?
Bitch, what are you talking about?
I literally was like, what the fuck are you babbling about? This
whole time she's speaking.
From the start change. To end, I'm just like, shut up.
What did she say? Something about change?
Shut up.
Well, change is like always there.
Yeah.
Or change is the only constant.
Yeah, something. It's so bad.
Oh, you're like, so deep.
Like, what? Deep. And then
it's almost Autumn.
Her sculpture. Her sculpture. And he's like, do you know what this is? And he's like, it's a springy head guy. Which is hilarious. Like, I loved him.
Yeah.
I was just like, springy head guy. She's like, it's you. It's how you make me feel. I'm like, what? What?
I feel like I would be offended.
This whole scene is like Twilight level.
Yes.
Scene. Like writing, acting. Yeah. It's Twilight.
All of it.
It's so bad.
He's not like other girls.
No. She says, I found out where my note is. Talking about how everything is always in transition.
Yeah.
Like, oh my
God.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Over yourself. In all caps, doing things I'm not supposed to.
Like, what is that?
Huh?
I had a note. I was like, where is it? Oh, it was just another, I'm not like other girls. I break into funeral homes.
She says, it gives me a rush.
What the hell?
Just stop.
Okay.
Stop it. Weird.
Oh, yeah, what the hell?
Like, she just knows how to do this and everything. Also, the security guard, he's Candyman, but his name is Bloodworth.
What?
Oh, really?
Bloodworth. I love it.
I don't think he's a security guard.
I don't know what the fuck he is.
He's a coroner, I'm pretty sure.
He's okay with them in there, though.
Yeah, right? Like, he's like, y'all want to see some spooky shit?
You
want
to see some shit?
I love Tony Todd, though.
Me too.
I
do
too. Yes. He's the best. His voice, just like, I could listen to him talk about anything.
Like butter.
That's why they casted him, was because of his voice.
I was saying, Tony Todd, his character, he is enjoying it a little too much.
He's a little weird with it.
Yeah, he's a little weird.
Yeah,
a little bit.
You know, he also says, "I'll see you soon."
I'll see you soon.
That would be terrifying. The entire interaction.
Oh, and he said, "You don't want to fuck with that Mac Daddy."
That Mac Daddy.
Love it. Okay.
It's so bad.
Like, I can't get over that he doesn't care that they're in there.
Right.
Like, how did you get in here?
At all. He knows his name.
Yeah.
Right.
So strange.
And the fact that there's, like, evidence, too, that, like, Todd was, like, trying to pull away from the... From being strangled. But later, Clear says she still doesn't think, you know...
She thinks that he did it, right?
Yeah,
right.
You literally saw the evidence.
Yeah, like, why are you backtracking?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a weirdo. Huh? Don't be a see you next Tuesday. Yeah.
When bad boy Carter causes a fucking car accident thing.
Oh my god!
No one cares. No one goes like, "Hey, buddy. Yeah. Hey."
No cops show up. They're just like, "Okay."
He's 10 feet away. No one's like, "Hey, you should go help them." Like.
Yeah.
Almost kills fucking Bill. I don't know.
Billy, yeah.
Yeah.
So this part, when Alex and Claire are talking about Death's design, and he's asking her, like, well, what if it's still our time? Like, what if we were supposed to die and we cheated it? And then he's talking about trying to understand Death's design and showing her, like, the seating chart and whatever. He's like, why don't we cheat it again? It's still just going to put you in the same position, Alex. Like, that's the whole point of this, is that, like, you cannot cheat it. It's death. You can't escape it. Tony Todd just basically fucking told you, like, it doesn't
everything
matter
what you
need to know. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm like, bro, just live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that's the whole point of this, too, is that none of us fucking know. Mm-hmm. None of us know when our time is. So just enjoy your life. Live it to the fullest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's nothing you can do about it. Thanks.
That's deep.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just doesn't.
Very simple movie, but like such a complex topic.
Yeah.
And complex presentation.
When the FBI shows up and he's just being all sus in their yard, or in her yard, I mean, and like checking her fucking tires or brakes or fucking whatever in her car.
That's like,
I'm just here.
Right. Did we talk about Terry getting hit by the bus?
Briefly.
Oh my god, no.
We just said he got hit.
Oh my god, it happens so fast.
So fast.
And also, apparently, I didn't notice this, but there's a blood stain on Carter's face after it happens, and it looks like the number 5, and he's the 5th person to die.
Ooh, oh, that's cool. No. I didn't notice that.
Ooh, I know, I gotta rewatch it.
I like that.
Really cool.
Really cool.
I do love her death. It always just kind of makes me laugh. I mean, like, it's shocking, but it's just like, oh. It just always reminds me of Mean Girls. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Same vibe. And it's just kind of funny.
I said that this movie is brought to you by John Denver.
Yes.
That John Denver's full of shit.
I love John Denver.
Oh, also, you guys.
He's one of my guilty pleasures.
Oh, that's a bummer. So I looked up the lyrics to the Rocky Mountain High or whatever the fucking song is. And I wanted to see if there was any sort of lyrics in that about, but there wasn't. And I was like, oh, that'd be even cooler. But it's really just because he died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
So I wanted, I don't know, weird lyrics. Something linked to the movie.
Yeah, yeah. They could have done that with like other music, you know? Like,
no, John Denver's
really played into that a little bit. John Denver.
Just you guys want to know a fun fact about me? I just thought of when I fly, because I don't believe in God or anything, I always wear my fucking Lemmy shirt.
Lemmy is God.
So he will protect me when I fly.
That's great.
When she sees her reflection in the teapot, and then there's just something behind her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because it's like Wendy a weird, dead. Like, shadow type thing.
Like, watery.
Did anyone else notice how weird of a kettle that was?
Yeah.
There was no top. It was one totally closed thing, so she had to fill it up
through the spout. With the nozzle, the spout. Yeah, I did notice that.
How would you wash that?
Mm.
I don't like that at all. It really bothered me.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never seen a kettle like that.
This scene is very brilliant, in my opinion.
I did notice a thing in here. Stained glass is a knife.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't notice stained
glass
that.
Wait, what was it?
Her stained glass. Yeah.
Like a dagger.
A dagger.
Oh, I never noticed that.
Yeah.
I said that the attention to detail in this movie is amazing. And that was before because I didn't notice all those other things that you saw, Elaine.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and honestly, I didn't even see that stuff. I just read about it. I was like, oh, shit.
The thing I didn't find believable in this part was just that she didn't hear the dripping from her mug.
On the computer? Or on the floor?
On the computer, or on the floor, or any of it. Like, you didn't notice any of that?
Also, like, so mugs aren't very big. And I feel like you could, wouldn't you, like, feel it? Or, like, because when you pick it up,
it's
like...
Or hear the crack?
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you'd hear the crack, kind of like when you pour water over ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just,
I said, just
with it.
Drinking her cup also over her computer, how irresponsible.
Yeah, right?
Never.
Mm-hmm. No.
And I love that it's a mug of, like, vodka.
Right.
You don't want just a glass for that? I don't know. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Alex is just there, and now Billy is there, too. How big is this town?
Right.
How big is this town? Oh, my God.
Yeah, really, though.
Tiny small.
Yeah. I also hate when she, like, pulls out the John Denver record and just, like, mom's favorite. I'm like, what? Why?
What?
Why are you even saying that?
Right.
It's just dumb. I hate,
like, you would maybe think that, but you're not going to say it out loud.
Dialogue. Right.
I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. I don't just, like, pick a dialogue, song.
Especially when they're alone. Like,
alone.
Stop
it. Yeah.
Alone. I mean, sometimes I'll, like, I don't know.
Yes, a song will come on, and I'll be like, oh, this is my dad's favorite, in my head.
I talk to myself sometimes, but not like that.
No.
I fucking hate it in movies, and it's constant.
Mom's favorite.
And has no purpose.
No.
No purpose.
She clearly picked that song because she likes it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Leave it at that. It's just annoying. When the agents pick up Alex for questioning again, and the one agent is like, can you promise me no one else? It's like, nobody can make that fucking
promise. Nobody can promise. Well, yeah, you can't promise nobody. That they're like, not going to die.
Oh my God.
Everybody's going to. So
like, no. I promise I will never die.
Right. Like, what are you talking about? Like a Team America. Yeah, just
thought of that. Matt Damon.
It's, and the one agent, I don't know if it's Shrek or the other guy. I don't know their actual name.
Let's say it is.
Is who? But the one dude that's like, that dude gives me the creeps. And then the other agent is like, sometimes you give me the creeps.
Yes.
Yeah. That dude's fucking weird. I don't like him at all.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
No. Yeah, no.
I don't like his face. I don't like him.
But yeah, dude, like, you really think it's a good idea to go into that house, to step through all the blood, to grab the knife out of, like, what are you doing? Oh my God.
I was like, are you stupid? He's stupid.
You're stupid.
Yeah. What doing?
When the computer explodes and the piece of the screen like hits her in the neck and she immediately pulls it out.
Like,
aren't you an educator?
Yeah, like you should know that's the first thing you don't
do.
That's
the first rule of first aid. Don't fucking pull it out.
Don't pull it out.
I mean, I would be like, I would.
No, don't pull it out. That's what's keeping it in from not bleeding out.
I know, but just like freaking out, I would
just like reflex.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I would like to think I would be smarter in that situation, but I don't.
Yeah. Because just automatically you're like, get it out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like your adrenaline. Then,
yes.
When she pulls the fucking the tea towel to try to like staunch the bleeding, and I'm like, it's on a fucking knife block. What do you think is going to
happen?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop it. I understand you're panicked, but maybe try to think a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Like, rip off a piece of your fucking t-shirt, or I don't know.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Her house just, like, explodes.
Yeah.
And Billy.
As it does.
I feel so bad for Billy.
I know.
Same.
He's so innocent.
Yeah.
I think my next note is...
Oh, yeah, it's the next one.
Yeah,
I couldn't remember where we left off.
Clear Rivers tells Carter and Billy to meet at the statue. She tells them Alex knows which one is next. Clear Rivers finds Alex and they talk about Death's design. Bad boy Carter decides to just not wait for Death. Alex sees a train before the train. Then Carter stops on the train tracks. Everyone gets out of the car except Carter. Alex saves him just in the nick of time. But it turns out Billy was next and then he's decapitated. But really it was Carter that was next, so it skips Carter and then went for Billy because Alex intervened. Death, you know. And then at Clear Rivers' house, this is Dad's cabin, Alex is like barricaded in because according to Death's design, he's next. But then Windy Death shows up, but Alex is on high alert. Then he remembers, actually, it's Clear Rivers that is next, not him. Lightning strikes her house, and then he canoes it to her house to save her. And then Windy Death shows up at her house, and then all hell breaks loose, and in a Titanic sort of way, Alex saves the day.
Windy Death!
Windy Death.
Clear Rivers.
Windy Death.
Clear Rivers.
Clear Rivers.
I love that you come closer just for her. That's so fucking good.
Riding to the train tracks, they're causing chaos on the way in there, and...
Yeah.
So insane. But before that, Clear's talking about fuck Death.
Then fuck Death.
Then fuck Death. Yeah, she... Oh, God, I just can't fucking stand
her.
It's
so edgy.
And, like, her story is sad. Like, I get it. Of course. But this entire monologue just makes me want to punch her in the face.
I don't care about her. I don't care. I also, like, a little bit dozed off while she was speaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, shut up!
Like, my eyes are glazing over.
Yeah, we better than Legally Blonde.
Mm-mm. Also, I think it might be after the train part, but she calls Alex baby, and I was like, when are they on baby terms?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I said that weird second tension has happened.
I said baby.
Baby? Who? What are you talking about? So weird. It bothers me so much.
Yeah. Wait. Come again?
Come again?
Just the whole, I just can't with the driving to the train tracks, and then they're avoiding all the accidents and causing all the accidents. And then he sees the train, and then he saves them, and then the seatbelt, because he like envisions his seatbelt is ripping, right. And then it is ripped, and then
I love
and there's like that happening.
No,
yeah, I love Billy backseat driving though.
Yes,
yeah,
because he wants to slow down there. Step.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then the like sparkliness on the light on the thing for the train, because it's implying that that's what's gonna kill him.
Oh, the like red and white stripes.
Yeah.
Thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The, like,
yeah.
On the little, there's like a reflective light thing on there. And it's like,
yep.
It's all just too much.
It's so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The acting is it's top notch too. Like,
oh, it's so bad.
Imagine getting your fucking face cut in half.
Oh my god.
Your whole head.
I know, not even the neck, but your face.
Right. It's like,
face.
That's a good death.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a good death, at least.
At least, yeah. There's that.
Poor Billy.
Poor Billy.
Oh, also, oh, when I was gonna move on, like the cabin.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
What the fuck was he eating?
Oh, was it's potted food? Meat.
It's what? No. What?
It's potted meat.
Potted meat.
Mm-hmm. Look it up.
What? Look it up.
Look it
it's
up.
Like.
Look it up. Look it up.
It's potted meat. Like, that's what it is.
That's foul. It looks like it's terrible. Meat.
Potted meat is a form of traditional food preservation. Is it like Spam? In which hot cooked meat is placed in a pot,
tightly
packed to exclude air, and then covered with hot fat. As the fat cools, it hardens and forms an airtight seal, preventing some spoilage by airborne bacteria.
It's like how it's like something that you could eat, like in the apocalypse, like right, like it's never going to expire. As long as it's
why is it put in there when it's hot?
Shelf stable, I think, because so it has something to do with like killing the bacteria and then melting the fat. And it's like
only 79 cents at King Supers.
I've,
you guys,
I've never fucking had it, but it looks terrible.
It's 99 cents at my King Supers.
Ow.
Whoa.
Ew.
We should all try some potted meats.
Ew, you guys, there's deviled ham.
Deviled ham, yeah, it's the same kind of thing. It's like potted meat adjacent.
Oh my god. Oh, people put it on... Oh! People put it on crackers, on saltines, on toast.
On toast?
Oh my god. This is so upsetting.
But he eats it because it's like, it's shelf stable. He's not gonna like get sick from it.
He has
he can't choke on it.
He isn't in the apocalypse yet, though. He just started.
But he's like
in
taking
like
all this preparedness
one.
Action so that he doesn't
he
die.
Could have had a
he
peanut butter
cook
and
anything.
Jelly at this time, though.
Right, doesn't cook anything, doesn't eat anything he can choke on, right, because it's, like, really soft.
Oh, my God.
Like, the whole thing, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, death by tetanus.
Oh, my God, tetanus. Rusted tetanus. Mm-hmm. Nice one.
Mm-hmm.
So funny.
I got you. Like, fuck.
He's losing it a little bit.
A little bit.
He is a little bit. When they get to her house, though, with the thing, I said, not the above ground pool.
Not the above ground pool.
So she's like just living alone and tending to this above ground pool. Sorry.
And she has this whole house. You're 17 and you have this entire house. How do you have this house?
The school isn't like, oh no.
This
and like, when did her parents die?
Well, and only her dad died. Her mom just like left her?
Oh, yes.
And she said it like 10 years old or something.
So she's just been living alone?
7 years?
Shut the fuck up.
I can't.
No.
Like, even if she emancipated herself, that wouldn't happen to... What? You have to be... How old do you have
16.
To be to emancipate yourself? 16?
15 or 16.
And, like, she doesn't have a job that I know of, right? Like, she's just going to school. So how the... How?
Too many holes here.
Too many holes.
Too many holes. I've heard that before.
Oh. It's 16 and a half. So she
just
became emancipated.
When Alex gets on the canoe and he starts rowing, Lorelai was like, he wants to go to town with a guy who drives a boat.
Who tries to row boat. For real though.
So and then funny. He just like beats the police in a canoe.
In a canoe.
I know. Like no,
like,
no.
They have motorized vehicles, and like, they would like, have gotten there around the fucking lake.
I said
the whole scene with the lightning and the it's like Cable Guy with the like it hits her satellite or whatever thing on her house.
Yeah,
it's so chaotic.
And then she's like holding the thing and climbs up her house and with incredible arm strength.
Oh, like King Kong.
Well, also, why are you going into the house?
Why?
Yeah, like move away from the home and the electricity is just flailing.
And then she breaks the window open and is like, oh, I'm going to climb through this window. Like, that seems like a good way to die. You're going to get sliced open, fucking filleted by the broken glass. What are you doing?
I did say that the sound of him gagging in the water makes me want to vomit.
Oh, that is pretty crazy, though.
When he's stuck face down
under the tree. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God.
Which I don't really understand. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't look like it's a big ass heavy tree that's on him. So like, can he not just like push himself
in Evil Dead?
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm like, what?
I said, yes, girl. Drive by those live active wires.
Yes, girl.
What is she doing?
What are you doing?
This whole part.
I don't fucking know.
So chaotic. It's so insane.
And he makes it like just in time.
I know.
And he's trying to like sacrifice. He's like, this is the only way it's going to work and it's going to skip me.
Yep.
Or skip you and get me. I don't know.
It's like in Twister. It's going to skip this house and skip that house and go right for you.
Yeah.
I love that movie. It's so terrible, but it's so good.
So good.
I love Twister.
But then why doesn't he? You would die.
You would be fucking dead.
No, you'd be
100%.
She would have already been dead, though, too.
Yeah, he's like,
the tires
though.
Are going to ground you.
Not with all that
Not
going
like
on.
That. Not like that.
No. Car is now on fire. Like, no.
Right. Your tires are not going to save you. No amount of rubber is going to save you.
No. No amount of rubber.
House caught on fire. Like, insane.
It's insane. A literal death trap.
The whole thing. He says to her, I'll always be with you.
Oh my god.
You guys
have been talking for like a month.
A month. Stop it.
Stop it already come out. And that's like the main line at the end of Titanic. You couldn't have thought of something else?
Yeah. Really though.
Never let go.
And then he's on the floor, right? Like electrocuted.
Yeah.
And she's like, baby.
Not your baby. You call CPR? Like, let's get it started.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I did. I put, did she just call him baby?
Yep.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Really fucking weird. Just
out of pocket. Like, what? Why?
Out of pocket.
Like, when did we get here?
How did we get here?
How did we get here?
I don't know.
I realize traumatic events can bring people together, but, like, we've not seen this.
There's nothing on her art
building of...
No, yeah, there's not at all.
She made him the springy head coil guy, and then cut to baby.
Baby.
And the weird sexual tension when Billy got decapitated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What
like, your
that?
Friend is...
What was that about? His face is
horrible
in the ground.
Death.
His face... Half of his face is over there. Let's hug.
Let's hug. Let's hug.
You want to make out?
This is
seriously
so hot
though.
Right now. Baby.
Beep.
Beep.
Oh, God. I can't.
Beep.
Beep.
I can't.
This is goofy, y'all.
Goofy.
Oh,
God.
I'm done.
I'm ready.
6 months later, the survivors go to Paris and just share a beer. Alex won't let go of Death's design, but he discovers he's still next. Now, Clear Rivers has a premonition saving Alex just in time, skipping him, and then Carter is next again, and then he dies. The end.
Why would it wait 6 months?
Why would it wait 6 months?
Why?
Gotta catch them off guard.
Why?
Why?
Because this happened so fast. It was like day after, like one after another.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Don't make no sense.
It doesn't.
It's a major hair change. Right.
Why did her hair change?
She's been
like all of a sudden she's fucking like.
I think his did too. I think Carter's did too, didn't it? Yeah, he had frosted tips.
Yeah, I'm like, what's happening here?
That's why he died.
Like, why are they suddenly best friends with Douche Canoe?
Right.
Like,
why did they go to Paris? Why would you go on a plane?
Why the fuck would you go on a plane?
Why would you go on a plane? And why would you go to Paris? You didn't learn anything? We didn't learn anything. You didn't learn anything.
No.
You don't feel bad for your friends that died on the plane on the way to Paris? And it was 6 months. I
know they like cheers to them, but that's like it. And I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
And they're also like 25 years old. They just look so much older. They're so much
prettier. Yeah, they're not 17.
Yeah, no. They're still 17, 18 years old.
No.
Too much.
And my whole thing too is like, so it's been 6 months and Alex can't let go of Death's design or whatever. So he chooses this moment in Paris without his fucking schematic and go over this with them. And this is the exact moment that Death is like, oh, hey. Oh, you're catching on. I'm gonna get you. Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you.
Stop it. Stop it.
Right now.
I don't understand why it waited 6 months. Like, I just can't.
No, neither.
It wouldn't.
It wouldn't.
Like, based
death
on
does not
the,
wait, okay?
The trajectory of the rest of the death, it fucking wouldn't.
Oh, death don't wait.
Mm-mm. Waits for no man. Mm-mm.
My only note for this entire thing is great ending. LOL.
I said, ha ha ha, cute.
Awesome prank, Farva.
All right. That was the movie.
Was this movie scary?
It definitely was when it came out.
Right, yeah, when it came out. And especially the first scene, right? Like, that shit's scary.
Yeah. Upsetting.
Yes, upsetting. But then, like, yes.
But not, like, I'm afraid to go to bed and, like, afraid of
right, but I'm afraid to fly.
Yeah.
Right. Afraid of flying.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I would almost then say yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I'm not afraid of the fishing wire that's in the shower head, though.
Either that doesn't exist.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
No. What would you give this on the gore gauge?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. It's not very...
It's not very gory.
No.
There's like some bloody parts.
Right, but
when she gets by the bus and then the decapitation, but even that's not like super bloody.
I feel like
it's stabbing.
Oh, and the stabbing, yeah. So I don't, yeah.
Well, and there's like some blood and face melting in the plane, but it's not gory.
Yeah, it just doesn't stand out as a gory movie.
No, like a two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, next episode is Elaine's pick. So, Elaine, do you want to tell us what you...
Yeah, tell us!
Are you ready? So,
yes.
A scene from the movie that I chose was number 29 in the 101 Scariest Horror Movie Moments of All Time.
Oh,
And it is a film directed by Fede Alvarez, starring Miss Jane Levy, and it is called Don't Breathe.
Oh, yes! It's so good! So good.
Have you seen it?
Yes. I've seen it. It's so good.
I've seen it. I love that movie.
Yay.
It's so
That's a great pick.
Thank you.
That is a great pick. I'm so excited. It's so different from
a
lot of the ones
of movies that we've done.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it since it first came out. I forgot that it was Jane Levy.
Yeah. Yep. Grace, I think you'll like it because it's not supernatural, paranormal-y horror.
Very real.
It's a very unique
fucked
plot.
Up.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have seen it.
Oh my god, I can't wait for you to see it. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yay! So that's my pick.
Yay! Awesome.
Very exciting. Then our next episode will be Don't Breathe. That'll be very exciting. If you're not already, follow us on Instagram. And see our posts and shit. Mm-hmm. And as always, wear your SPF. Hydrate or dehydrate, put your fucking shoes on and lock your doors.
Mm-hmm. And don't ride on planes.
Nope.
Just don't get on a plane.
Don't
be named Clear Rivers.
No.
Don't name your children Clear.
People baby that you don't know.
Baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't know them like that. You don't know him like that. You gotta wait.
And if it's your time to go, it's your time to go.
It is.
Yeah, so maybe don't try to cheat it.
Don't try to have like deep philosophical talks with people named Clear Rivers, because it's just the most cringy thing ever.
Well, unfortunately, if your parents, you know, aren't in your life for whatever reason, maybe get like some adult
supervision.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have an above ground pool.
No.
Don't put fishing wire in your shower head.
No,
because you'll be
strangled to death by death.
Mm-mm. Right.
By the windy death.
Yeah.
The windy death. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.